Perfect. Hi, Leanne. It's great to have you here.
Hi.
Leanne Juliet. So you have two of your names.
Yes, I do. It's the name that I go by. I was married, now divorced, so I just use my first name, my middle name as my brand name rather than my married name.
Well, it's great. It's great to have you here. Revolutionary thought leader and maverick in
Yeah.
multi-dimensional consciousness and energetics.
Yes.
Love it. I think I mentioned that my favorite piece of yours, one of them, is the one on death.
Yes.
Whoa. First of all, this is courageous. Where's the courage coming from? What's your story?
Yeah. So it's like when I refer to death, I refer to the metaphorical death rather than physical death. So for me, I work with energetics, I work with consciousness, and I work with revolutionary transformation. So I'm all about the shadow energy, the shadow being the part of us that is hidden, that people hide from, that people fear, that people get triggered by when the shadow comes up. And the way that I work is I work with the concept of death and rebirth in terms of tearing everything down and anything that isn't based in truth. Because when people get triggered by anything, it's because there's a glitch in your energy that isn't truth. It's illusion. So I work with the energy of death and rebirth, of destruction and tear shit down, basically, in order to bring about the truth of who somebody really is. So that's the concept of revolutionary transformation. So the concept of death is using death as a tool, the metaphorical death, using death as a tool to really integrate with who we are. Because humans really are running around with shadow energy and illusion. The world is built on illusion anyway. So that's why people get scared of things. And for me, I'm like, if you just stepped into who you are, if you allowed everything to come crumble down, then it's not actually that scary. It's painful to transform, but it's highly, highly, highly potent energy to really revolutionize your life when you allow everything to crumble down.
Well, thank you very much for that.
In a nutshell, basically.
The interesting thing about this is that I have so many questions. I genuinely have so many
I
questions.
can talk forever, so just carry on, it's
Yeah.
fine.
Like I said, I'm just gonna be. And like
Yeah.
there's so many words coming in right now. So
Yeah.
there is a shadow. I like that you talked about the shadow and you move forward to even explain what it means to you.
Yeah.
And I would like some more of that shadow stuff, you know, so
So yeah, so people get scared of shadow. So think of it this way. And so shadow energy is when something bothers you. So say somebody says something to you and you're like, oh, I didn't like that. And you're like, how dare they say that to me? Or whatever it is. Or there's a fear around something, a fear around money, a fear around relationships, a fear of how you're treated by other people, or whatever it is, a fear of, a feeling of unworthiness, of being rejected, of shame, jealousy, whatever the energy is shadow energy. And shadow energy is when you bring in the multidimensional concept, which is that everything exists right now. There's no past, present, future. It's everything exists. Time is just a construct. When you bring in the multidimensional aspect, it's that shadow is an energetic residue of other lives, where we repeat patterns and behaviors that we're used to, which we've operated with in other lifetimes, and we bring that energetic residue into this lifetime, which creates the situations to help us grow. So, using me as an example, I had massive shadow around worthiness of being accepted for who I am. Because I'm such like a cosmic witch and all those like crazy kind of things. I married a guy who didn't like who I am. So when I went through my awakening a few years ago, my spiritual awakening, it really brought my energy to the surface and it really created a shift in my relationship where I couldn't be who I am today, having stayed in that relationship, because it brought so much shadow to the surface that I was, I was fearful of being rejected because I do say some really potent things. My energy does activate people. My energy literally tears people apart. So I was running from that shadow because I was afraid of myself. So when I started integrating that into my life, that's where you get the transformation, because people get scared of a shadow and then they end up getting triggered left, right, and center by all sorts of things. But when you integrate it into your life, it no longer has an effect on you, because shadow just wants to be seen. And shadow is like the kid at school that never got picked for sport. Constantly got the hand up, pick me. And never got picked. And so it creates this resentment, and it creates a powerful energy, and it will find a way to show itself in your life in other situations until you understand it, until you start to integrate it into your life and to alchemize the energy of a shadow into all areas of your life.
Wow. So what are the benefits of facing, integrating that shadow?
It literally transforms your life. If you think of, so your audience are entrepreneurs, so money is a big thing. Yes. So if you take money, for example, money is just energy.
Yes.
And people put so much power into money. They literally put money on a pedestal. I recorded a really good podcast recently about the energetics of money and the void of neutrality, which, you know, you're welcome to link if you want. But people put money on a pedestal. They're either scared of it, I have nothing, I'm really scared about my bills coming out, or they get really excited about it, like, yeah, I just signed this client, I just had this, and they give so much power to money. So money creates a massive shadow in people. If you've got money or you haven't, I've got a friend who makes over $1 million every single month. He's a trader, and yet he's still operating from fear, despite making over £1 million a month. He's still operating from fear, because the shadow is controlling him, because the shadow, as a child, he had nothing, and he came from very, very humble beginning. So he works with the fear energy that drives him to make more money. I'm like, you made $1 million. Are you not happy? He's like, no, I need to keep going. I need to keep going. I was like, that's fear. And that's the shadow. It's some aspect of you that's driving you. So from an entrepreneurial perspective, when people are not charging their worth and they're keeping the prices low in order to attract more people, that's shadow energy. It's telling yourself that you're not worthy. Yes. People who are afraid to ask for what they want and specify the kind of clients they want to work with, that shadow energy, it's telling yourself that you're not deserving of having better things. So when you work with that energy, you create a portal, an opening, a gateway for more things to come into your life when you work with that shadow.
Very, very good.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Like, one of the things that have worked for me is being a child, you know, very childish in many ways. Like, when we started charging $1 million for a client, you know, we started charging $150,000, $200,000 for a client. I literally woke up one day and I said, we should start doing this. I did not ask how, not figure anything out.
Yeah.
And over time, it just started working out itself. You know, I just woke up with that desire, my team. I'm like, this is what we're going to be doing now. They thought,
yeah.
It's crazy. Like, we're barely selling the $30,000 products. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense, you know, when you come from that entrepreneurship perspective on how people are afraid of facing that.
Yeah.
That's not being picked. How do you pick the child?
How do you what? Sorry, pick me.
How do you pick the child? I know I pick it unconsciously because I don't know any other way to be. I'm just childish, right? In that way.
Yeah.
But how do you pick a child consciously? Someone who's already an adult trying to go through that shadow work, how do they pick that child who's saying, pick me?
It's more like you start to recognize patterns in your life. So you start to recognize that you don't spend money on yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't treat yourself to nice things. You don't feel worthy of it. Or somebody pays you a compliment, you're like, oh, no, I can't accept that compliment. Mm-hmm. Or you don't charge enough because you don't have boundaries around it. So you undercharge. This was a big part of my own entrepreneurial journey, was seeing a lot of entrepreneurs online, who spiritual entrepreneurs, who literally were not charging for their work. It's like, oh, it's a spiritual gift, I'm going to give it for free. I'm like, a doctor goes to university to train and a doctor gets paid, so you deserve to get paid for your work as well. But like, there's a big thing in the spiritual community where people wouldn't charge for work. I was like, this is madness. Like, you know, everyone's gifted. But you recognize, and that's what I do with my work, is like, I refer to myself as the glitch. So you think of yourself, you think of like a computer program, and when there's a glitch in the system, it goes to the weakest point of the system, and it kind of blows it up, doesn't it? And it creates like, it creates issues. Mm-hmm. So because I work with energy, because I am an energetic activator, I am a clairvoyant, I'm like very psychic and I channel. So I naturally see the shadow in somebody and I feel it, and I literally blow it apart and tear down that aspect, which creates the seismic shift in somebody's life. So when it comes to somebody understanding their own shadow, I would ask you to look at where something triggers you. When somebody says something or does something, or something doesn't happen the way you want it in your life, there's a trigger there. Like, going back to my friend who makes $1 million a month on trading, he operates through fear. And I put it to him, I said, what would happen if suddenly you couldn't work for 1 or 2 months? His life would implode, basically. The guy makes millions a month, but his life would implode because he's running his life through fear. And that's also the other side of things as well, is when it's not necessarily a lack of money for some people, it can be not being able to be the energetic container to hold more money in your energetic field, because money is energy. Mm-hmm. So if you're not able to hold that container to attract more money, to hold the resonance of more money, when you get more money, you will implode and your life will fall down. You look at lottery winners. Lottery winners are a classic example. They've gone from living their life, you know, going about their day-to-day life, suddenly winning $100 million, £100 million. And then you find them in rehab a few years later, or they've got a drinking or alcohol problem, or their marriage is broken down because they couldn't hold that amount of money in their energetic field, and it just literally blew them up. So when you work with a shadow and you understand it, it helps people to make more money. It helps them to attract more things into their life, because you're able to work with the energy, because nothing's going to be the glitch within you. It's like a crack within you, and the shadow just expands the crack. And when you work with that aspect, then you're able to hold more in your life, whether that's a relationship, whether it's money, whether it's just better things, you know, expanding your business, whatever it is, you're able to hold more in your life when you become the energetic container, because shadow no longer affects you, because you've turned the shadow, you've taken a shadow from the darkness into the light. So you've picked that kid that never got picked, and you've given it a chance to integrate into the team.
Wow. There's the anti-hero journey. I'm not sure if you...
I've heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Yeah. One of my friends was telling me, we're having some conversations, and she said, okay, so, you know, everyone goes the story of the hero, the dynamics of the hero. There's not...
Yeah.
You know, all of that happens. The hero slays the dragon and, you know, takes the elixir, returns back. You see, two things.
Yeah.
Number one, she said, don't kill the dragon. Release the dragon.
Dragons are fun.
Release the dragon. I'm like, dragon? She's like, yeah. You know, we got to release the dragon, because that dragon is trapped in the cave.
Yeah.
Dragon is what holds the elixir. It's what sees.
Yeah.
It's what's going to light up our way, guide us, you know, also heights. You know, the thing is and when we release the dragon, I'm like, what? She said, the dragon is us. I'm like, oh no. She's like, no, don't go. They said, number two, don't go back to the village. I don't go back to the village. I don't know, go back to the village. So, which is interesting that you're saying this now, which just reminds me of that story, which is dragons are fun, you know. And obviously, we're saying a lot about money and stuff, but it incorporates in every area of our lives.
All areas of your life, yeah. So, for example, people who continually have issues around relationships and they wonder why they attract the same person again and again and it doesn't work out. Maybe they attract an abusive partner or somebody who doesn't value them, or there's an issue there. It's because there's shadow energy there, which is whatever the shadow is, if it's around worthiness or shame or they constantly get jealous from their partner. Maybe they've had a relationship in the past where the partner was unfaithful. Then it's going to create that shadow energy unless they integrate it. Well, why does it bother me so much? It's things like that. So it's any area of your life where there's a crack in your energetic field. Mm. And the thing with shadow is that it'll show up in all areas. So people will work on it and think that they're doing shadow work around a particular area. They're like, yeah, I'm working on my worthiness. So I'm going to start valuing my time, my energy, my boundaries. I'm going to start accepting compliments. I'm going to start treating myself better. But it shows up in other areas because they're not working at the roots. They're not understanding what the root of the shadow is. So when it comes to, say, worthiness, you can't just start accepting compliments and charging your worth. You also have to treat your body better. Mm-hmm. Eat better, work out, do things better, you know, drink better water, whatever it is that brings a sense of worthiness and deserving into your life. So it's energy. Everything is energy. And when you work on it in one capacity, it can literally rip apart your entire life. Mm-hmm. I call it the tsunami effect with my work, because when I work with somebody at one concept, the energy finds the cracks in other areas of their life. A client that I've had recently who we were working on her business and some issues that she was dealing with around codependency and anxiety. But the thing that kept presenting was her relationship and cracks in there that she had to deal with around the shadow energy, because that was impacting on her, the other aspects of her life.
Thanks for sharing that. And obviously, you know, you said it's a tsunami effect. You know,
yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people fear. You know.
Now, they do. People fear me at times. I'm like, I'm not scary. I just show you who you are. I show you the truth and I rip all the shit down and like bring truth through, really. And people get scared of that. That's my friend, the one who makes like $1 million a month. He said, "You're a very scary lady." I was like, "I'm not scary." I said, "You're just scared of what's on the other side of who you are. That's what scares you." And that's the thing, is like, people hold on to their comfort zones. They'll stay in a crap relationship because it's safe. They'll stay in a job because it's safe. They'll stay doing the same thing in their business because it's what they've always done. It brings the clients in, but it doesn't satisfy their heart and their soul. But they'll stay doing it because it's a comfort zone. So when you take the comfort zone away and you rip it to pieces and you tear it all down and you allow everything to crumble, people get scared. But it's that energy that I like to work with, because that's where the truth is. When you bring it all down, the truth is there underneath the surface of everything. So it's not scary. It's painful to go through a rebirth. That's what I do to myself all the time. I constantly like shapeshift. But the growth on the other side and the expansion is something that you cannot get until you're prepared to really step outside your comfort zone and pull the rug away and do something different, something that generates that fear energy. Because like you said, with the dragon is powerful and people fear the dragon, but dragons are really lovely beings. They are. I have one called George, a dragon. So it's like, sounds a bit like, if you told me his name, he is called George. You know, people laugh at it, because George and dragon, but dragons are really cool beings. But if a dragon's being caged up, then obviously he's going to be angry.
Yeah.
And then you let him free and you find that actually it's because the chains were rubbing against his foot and that's why he was angry, and you set him free and he's no longer angry. It's the same with shadow. When you let the shadow free and you work with the energy of it, it's allowed then to expand because it holds massive potency, just the shadow energy, massive potency. So when you work with it and you activate it, it can transform all areas of your life. And wherever there's a crack in the system, wherever there's a crack in the energetics, it will highlight that. And yeah, you know, I have people who've have like physical reactions from working with me that, yeah, they'll just have like detoxing symptoms, or they'll go through like a massive crying phase as like as literally their energy breaks down. I've had a client recently who has been on like tramadol and like high opiate pain medication for years and years, who no longer needs pain medication because of works of a shadow aspect. So her body can't tolerate it anymore. And that's the thing, like shadow shows up in all areas of our life. So when you work with it and you set it free and you recognize that it is very potent energy and you work with the energy, it has that tsunami effect in all areas. So people can work with me on their business, but find that their relationship then becomes more prominent, or a relationship has to go in their life, or suddenly they lose lots of weight, or suddenly they gain more money, or they gain a better sense of self, or whatever it is, because we've activated the shadow energy.
What led to your own journey?
So I was in a toxic marriage. I was in an abusive marriage, very like emotionally abusive. And I went through a spiritual awakening the end of 2017. I'd started as an entrepreneur in 2012, when I joined like some network marketing businesses. And I was like, great, this is going to get me out of my job and whatever, I'm going to make some money. But it wasn't my journey in those businesses. And around 2017, I went through my spiritual awakening. I'd also, I had a 2-year-old daughter as well. I was in my marriage. I wasn't happy in my job. I found out that my job was going to then end the next year because the contract was going to end. I was like, oh, for God's sakes, here we go again. And the other thing, yeah, I've been made redundant twice before. And you're like, just no kind of stability. So I decided that I was just going to get online and do my own thing. Created my website, started blogging, was absolutely scared of like being seen and everything. And I started to come out of my shell a lot more around who I am. I started talking to my ex-husband about crystals and stuff, and he just thought I was totally weird. And then I left my marriage in June 2018, like a totally random kind of thing. My mum got diagnosed with breast cancer on the 31st of May, 2018. My job ended on the 1st of June, 2018. And 3 weeks later, I left my husband. So when I talk about tearing your life down, I don't just do it like small scale. I do the whole like kind of shebang. Like I literally tore my life down in a month. And from leaving my marriage, it set about like a chain of events where I really started to find myself. I really started to come into my own. I had the courage to like be myself and to put myself out there into the world, talking about, you know, things that people deem as crazy, like aliens, parallel lives, dragons, whatever. But it helped me kind of establish who I am and what I'm here to do in the world. It helped me by tearing my life down. I could see where the cracks were around worthiness, around, you know, fear of rejection and all those kind of things, because it's something that my soul had experienced in other lives around fear of rejection, you know, as a witch in other lives where we got burnt or drowned. Like that was a massive fear of me to really be seen, because somewhere within me there's an energetic residue that it wasn't safe to be seen and to speak up on things. So that's like where my journey started, and then obviously going through the transformation myself, working with that energy of death and rebirth, which I didn't know I was actually here to work with, but because I put myself through it, I started to understand that that is actually my gift, because I work with death and destruction energetics, which are fun things to work with, but people get scared. I'm like, there's nothing scary about it.
I you know, from what I hear now, you know, that's probably one of the best ways to heal trauma, you know. Someone said trauma is residue, you know, like, you know, residue from the past. And the shadow work, would you say is that one of the ways to heal trauma? You know, now I'm making some assumptions here, you know, but would you say it's one of the ways?
It's really just, it's understanding the root of who you are. Like I wouldn't be who I am today had I not torn my life down. And my marriage, like leaving my marriage was a massive catalyst for the rest of my life. I could have continued to stay in that marriage and been unhappy. I've not got anywhere in my business. I've not found myself. I've continued to hide. But I'm here to do big things in the world. I'm a maverick. I'm here to do massive things. So tearing my life down was essential because it wasn't serving me anymore. So really with shadow is understanding who you are. And that's what I help people with. I'm a massive visionary. I see the future anyway. I see different timelines for people. I channel people's business as well. I see exactly like the type of clients they're meant to work with, what they're meant to be offering. And when you allow yourself freedom to just exist as who you actually are in your own unique truth, it creates massive expansion. And for some people, it is letting go of friends and family. For other people, it's letting go of a job or a particular aspect of their business that doesn't serve them, but has held, it's got this powerful energy around them, especially people who they're so used to doing things in a certain way in their business. It brings the money in, pays the bills, but there's a part of them that's itching to do more. And that's because you're held back by shadow and the fear of literally doing a full 180 degree pivot and doing something different.
So even they might have to give up their identity or self, you know, the false identity that they have.
Yeah, it's all illusion. That's the thing where, you know, we're all, ever since we're born, we're programmed and conditioned to be somebody that we're not. That's irrelevant of like what country you're born into, what race, what your parents did, what school you went to, who your friends were, whatever, we're all conditioned. I grew up with a police officer father who, police officers are known for their authority. So even now, there's sometimes like a bit of a thing between us where because I don't take his opinion as my own, it creates like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, well, this is just my opinion. So we're conditioned and programmed to be somebody we're not. And the whole thing about being human is, and this is bringing the multidimensional aspect in, we're playing a game. We're here to play a game. We're here on earth to play a game. We are avatars of our own consciousness. So we're playing this game. And the thing is, it's like if you're playing Mario Brothers, which I used to love on like the Nintendo Wii, you play Mario Brothers, they're running along, like they're bopping their head up, you know, to get the cash. And then a secret gateway opens and we go down into like the little cave. That's like the opening into your consciousness. And you get to level up, you go to the other levels, you find a dragon in one level and you try and defeat it and you can't defeat it. So then you go to a different game and different level. We're here to play a game. So situations, experiences, people come into our lives to help us work through that game. And when you understand that you're here to play a game, it makes sense with your life is exactly as you created it. We choose our circumstances before we incarnate. So people say, well, how is that so? I've had a real crappy upbringing. I was abused or I lost, you know, my mom or dad or whatever it is. Like, how could you say that I chose that? And I'm like, because you did. Because it brings a level of understanding and a level of learning because our upbringing is a foundation for us to grow through. So if everything was all rosy, then there's no point A, even bothering to come here in the first place and incarnate, and B, you wouldn't grow. We grow through the crap. We grow through the painful periods because it helps us expand into who we are. So we're here to play a game.
And that game is growing beyond the circumstances.
Beyond what we think is possible.
You're one who think is possible.
Yeah. because we're conditioned to believe a certain thing. You're conditioned to go to school, get an education, get a job, the usual kind of stuff. When you don't follow that matrix model and you do something different, it creates a shift in the people around you. So like, how dare you like try and be an entrepreneur, or how dare you break the mold and try and do something different? But we're conditioned to be a certain way and do a certain thing. And really all that does is just limit us. Humans don't understand the limitless potential that we have available to us within our consciousness, how you can literally pull things to you and magnetize situations, people, experiences to you when you operate from a place of truth rather than illusion, which is what how we're taught to be. Everyone wears a mask, and not just like the actual mask that people are wearing right now, but everyone has a mask on. People are afraid to be seen, or what if this person doesn't like me? What if they say this? What if I do this that irritates somebody? What if I do this and it doesn't work? So they stay in the comfort zone. And I just like to rip people's masks off. It's much more fun.
It's like the word person is from persona, which is mask. When I found that, I was like, so what we call a person is just really a mask.
It's all a mask. Yeah.
Where did the courage come from? I think one of the first thing I read about when I was really looking through your stuff, I said the audacity, the courage, you know, where's all of that coming from, you know? And it's beautiful. Sometimes you see courage and the courage tries to be outside of itself, you know, like,
yeah.
But yours is very centered within yourself. Which I don't know why you're offended. I'm just in my truth.
Like this. No, the thing is, I wasn't always like this. So I was little Miss Shy at school. Like I went on holiday with my parents, and the waiters used to call me little Miss Shy. I would not speak up. I would not ask for what I wanted. I would not say what I wanted. I used to have a friend who used to use my things and not give them back to me. And if she'd have asked me to go and jump off a cliff, I'd have asked her exactly which one, where, how high, because I wouldn't stand up for myself. So I went through my life with the worthiness shadow of not feeling worthy, of not asking for what I wanted, not being myself, just kind of going along with things. And then obviously my awakening happened in 2017, and it's been a journey since then to really tear down the layers that I was hiding behind, because we all have layers. It's like an onion. You start to peel back one layer and there's more and more, or a Russian doll. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And so for me, there was a massive issue around my marriage because I couldn't be myself. And so the more that I started to open up to who I am, the more it created a trigger within the dynamics of the family of being myself. Like, how dare she talk about dragons. Aliens or whatever. Like, it's stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like the courage really came from just allowing myself to tear the layers down and to find my truth and to be accepting. I think that's a key thing, to be accepting of who I am and to not apologize for it. I used to put like my energy naturally activates people. It naturally triggers people. Naturally, I'm here to do that, to expose the root of who somebody is. And I used to apologize for it. I'm like, oh God, I'm really sorry I triggered you. God, I hope you're all right. It's like, why am I apologizing for that? That's my gift. That's my purpose in this world, is to show somebody exactly who they are and what they're capable of. And that comes from exposing the glitch in their system, whether they like that or not.
Exposing the glitch in their system.
Yeah.
Which now helps them, you know, expand their vision in
really. Exactly. Because people don't realize what they're capable of. They're like, they hold back and they're just fearful of things. And like my friend who makes like a million a month, he's still running from fear because he doesn't know what he's capable. He's used to the hustle. I was like, what if you took the hustle away? But like implode from like the hustle. It's like, you don't need to hustle. You don't. We're just taught that you need to do that. So I help people think outside the box. I help people expand their minds, expand their consciousness, and expand their vision as well as to what is truly capable for them, rather than being constricted into the narrative that we're told to do. And when I started my business, I am a rebel. I like to break rules. I am a maverick, or a maverick misfit, as I like to say, because I don't like to fit in. So in traditional business, people say, oh, you know, you follow these rules and you set up your funnels. And I was like, it doesn't work for me. Like, there's something in me that says, do it this way. So I've had to really learn to go into my intuition and find my way of doing things. Mm-hmm. And it's the same for anybody. It's like, it's doing what works for you. Just because there's a traditional model out there doesn't mean to say you have to follow it. It's using the energy to, in a way that it works for you, and understanding what your genius is and what your gifts are, and being okay and accepting of that instead of apologizing.
And what makes the multidimensional consciousness, you know, what makes it important in all of that work?
It's understanding that we are multidimensional beings. So we're here to play a game. Earth is a school that we come to learn.
Okay.
You imagine it like all the aliens at the moment are like, they're using it as a school for us to learn. So we incarnate to go through experiences. We incarnate to evolve our soul, to evolve our consciousness. So we choose the experiences that are going to help us grow the most. So somebody who's been through a lot of pain in the past, maybe they had an abusive childhood, maybe they lost a parent at a young age. It's a painful experience. But when you get the lesson from it, how do you grow from it? Well, it teaches you this about yourself. It teaches you courage. It teaches you tenacity. It teaches you to value who you are, whatever the lesson is. The multidimensional aspect is understanding that we are all just one energy, all of us. We're all connected. And I channel collective energy anyway. So I channel what's coming through, like the general thoughts and feelings and the energy that's in the world. So I can get a sense of like what's going on in the world before it happens. But we are all connected through energy. So the multidimensional consciousness is, it's understanding that as you exist right now, in this person talking right now, there's also an aspect of you in another timeline that is living the life that you desire right now and is already living that. So all you have to do is just tap into that energy. So I'll say to my future self all the time, I was like, what do you want me to work on now? And I'll hear something, I'm like, oh, that's different. I like that. But I remember, it doesn't have to make sense.
So you speak to your future self.
Yeah. Because I say this all the time. I use the example of desires. So whatever your desire is for your business, there is an aspect of you that has that business right now, that has those clients, that has the kind of money that you want to make, the kind of lifestyle you want. I have no desire, no vision to be a fighter jet pilot. It doesn't even enter my mind. I'm here to change the world through consciousness and energetics. That's what lights me up. So the desires I get are actually breadcrumbs. You think of like this story of Hansel and Gretel, the breadcrumbs from your future aspect, from future timelines, that are dropping the breadcrumbs of your desires into your mind. Like, why don't you go and do this? Never thought of doing that. That's really good intuitive hit. I'm going to run with that. Makes no sense. But that's the future you saying, hey, check this out. Dropping the breadcrumbs. So whatever the desires are, and people hold back from things as well, thinking, well, I can't go do that because it makes no sense. Or it's going to take a lot of work, or it's going to mean that I have to do a complete pivot in my life and in my business. But it's actually future you communicating with current you, saying, listen, here's the breadcrumbs. I'm leaving you the trail to follow. But we get so caught up in our mind and like, no, I can't do it. I have to do it this way. And when you just let go and trust yourself, when it makes no sense whatsoever. Like, I've had clients before where I've channeled something from their future. Said, you're going to be working with these type of clients, or you're going to be doing this. And they're like, nah, don't see it. And a year later, they're like, Liam, I've just got it now. I'm like, I'm starting to work with them. It's like, I told you. You're like, it's just a future. And sometimes we can't understand it because we try to make sense of the world around us instead of understanding that we are multidimensional beings and we do have access to the higher consciousness that is always seeking to talk to us. But we don't listen. So we try to do everything by rules of how we've always done things, when really there's an aspect of us right now, there's an aspect of you right now that told you to talk to me.
Yes.
Today, there's an aspect of you right now that is telling you to work with certain clients and to do certain things in your business. So the future aspect is always there. It's just trusting yourself enough to like tap into it and tune into it.
Wow. That's interesting. There's a quote about desire, which you reminded me of now. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's by Ralph Waldo Emerson. It says, there is nothing capricious in nature. And the implanting of a desire indicates that its gratification is in the constitution of the creature that feels it. In order,
yeah, I like that.
If we can feel something, if we can something, if we can have an idea, that is in itself that is the indication that
it already exists.
That it exists.
It already exists. And that when people get that into their mind that whatever they want already exists. I say it to my clients all the time. Your clients are already in the energetic field. Mm. You already have a soul contract to work with those particular people. Mm. You've just got to match your energy to them, which is why when people water down and filter who they are, when they undercharge their work or they don't do the work that really lights the soul up, these people cannot find them.
Mm.
It's all an energy. But they already exist.
So
breadcrumbs.
Show up as they are.
Show up authentically, which take the mask off.
Mm.
You know, get rid of the conditioning and the programming and thinking that you have to be a certain way or be a certain person. If it works for you and it feels good to be that person, then great. But when people are showing up in a way that doesn't feel right for them and they think that they have to, I don't know, do a certain thing in their business because that's what everyone else does, but it's not what they want to do, then people feel that energy, whether they feel it consciously or unconsciously. I feel it from people anyway. I can tell when somebody's wearing a mask and I can tell when somebody's not being in their truth. So I just like to tear it down and just like pull it apart.
Tear it down. You know, I struggle with that part a bit, you know, because I'm a very handsome person where in my own case, these things masqueraded themselves in what looked like my genius, you know, which is okay. Mm. I'm very talented in many things, you know, I could design, I could do this, I could code, I could, you know, so now I have to always be hands-on. I have to do it myself. I have to do, you know, and I realized someone asked me a question. I said, do you want to be making things or do you want to be making a difference?
Mm.
And
I like
that question, you know, just, you know, led me on, you know, that's okay. I don't want to be making things. I want to be making a difference.
Yeah.
I have to let go of making things and
I'll
myself make a difference. I am very fascinated by your piece on death. Do you mind if I read it, you know, and ask some questions about
yeah,
it?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So the first line is death is a liberation.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm not talking about the metaphorical death here, not literal. Unless you're in that mobby stuff. You know, I like me, I'm all about the metaphorical and the symbolic. Death as a liberator is the most freeing, powerful, and highly transformational gift one can give oneself. Death is raw, is real, and extremely liberating as a paradoxical element which creates both havoc and the psych. And the most revolutionary freedom one can ever know. To invite death into your life is to be prepared to face your darkest, most murkiest aspect of your psyche.
Mm.
Invite death into your life is to be prepared to walk through the gates of the underworld and close the doors behind you on the life as you once knew it and not look back. To invite death into your life is to willingly abide with some trepidation at first, step onto the hot burning coals which caught your feet.
Mm.
As they burn through the illusion you have been wearing as a protective shield, why have you been hiding, beautiful one? From what and from whom have you been hiding from, running from, escaping from? Death is that sweet taste in your mouth as you finally submit to who you are. Mm. It's sweet, dark nectar lingering on your lips, tantalizing, seductive, coaxing you to let go all that you heard dear about yourself, based in shadow, and to finally invite the truth in. That is the truth, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sweet nectar lingers on your lips. You can taste the freedom that awaits you. The essence of death trickles down your throat as it descends into your core. It wraps itself around you like a snake. It's so beautiful.
I love to write. You know, it's one of my gifts.
It's so beautifully written. It could be a poem in itself. You know, it could be.
I'm very, yeah, very poetic with my words. I often get told that. Yeah.
I like that. You know, and is there something you've not said about that, you know, like what's something you've not mentioned in this interview that is here in this piece?
About death is, if people got over the fear of being themselves, then the world would be a much, much better place to be in.
Mm.
Because people are scared.
Mm.
People are fearful. And that's, again, it's the collective shadow energy that we bring with us. The whole essence of 2020 and what happened around COVID and everything was massive, massive collective shadow in humanity, karmic shadow that needed to come to the surface and was presented to us through a virus.
Mm.
And it transformed people's lives. People had to let go of their jobs or how they ran their businesses. They had to transition. Maybe they had to homeschool. Maybe they had to go staff. Maybe they had to pivot from being a brick and mortar business to being an online business. That's the beauty of death, is that it brings this element of surprise in that forces us to get creative with who we actually are. And it forces us to think outside the box and to let go of who we've always been.
Mm.
It's like when I left my marriage, that was a very, very poignant, like metaphorical death in my life, because I had to let go of 11 years of my life. I became a single parent. I had a 3-year-old at the time. I had no savings. I was going through a divorce as well. I'd started my business. Literally, my world turned upside down. And I recognize that I did that to myself because that's the energy that I work with. Mm. But when people allow death to be the bridge for them to another life, because that's what the afterlife is, really. It's like, it's a bridge, you know, death is a bridge to another lifetime. So when people allow death to be that metaphorical bridge for them to really expand into who they are beyond the means of what they ever thought possible, to bring that, to give birth to their vision, it is powerful energy, powerful energy. And it's a liberating energy because you're liberating yourself from the shackles of who you thought you were and expanding into who you never really thought possible. But actually, it's there. Everything is there. It's just a matter of getting out of our minds and getting into our hearts and our soul and believing that everything we desire is possible. Everything's possible.
How do you do that? How do you get from your mind into, you know, a lot of these things go into the how, you know, right now, before the biggest issue we had was people did not even, they were unknown unknowns.
Mm.
But now people, the unknowns are now being known, you know.
Yeah, so now TikTokers, kids on TikTok, yeah.
You know, so now it's like, okay, I heard all of this stuff about death and all of that stuff, you know, and there's a part I did not read there, you know, obviously they could go check you out to read the whole thing, you know, and it says something about darkness, which is the throne where death sits, you know.
Yes.
Which is really interesting. So what's the how for moving from the mind into the heart?
It's learning to trust who you are, because as I said earlier, we're conditioned from birth really to be somebody who we're not, but we choose the circumstances. So we choose a country we're born into, we choose a family dynamic, the religion, the race, the school, everything, the situations that are going to present themselves to us. And we're conditioned to be somebody that we're not. Because it teaches, it's a paradox. It's what I work with, paradox. It's actually the paradox that everything that we think that we are is actually not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to unlearn who we think we are in order to become who we are. Because if we were always who we are from the start, then we wouldn't have anything to learn. We wouldn't go through the experiences that teach us how to find our courage, how to find our truth, how to find our heart, how to speak up for ourselves, how to find our passions. And it's experiences that teach people, you know, when businesses are born out of like a creative, you know, such creative, like a metaphorical death, where somebody's had such a cataclysmic event in their life, which has then led them to create this phenomenal business. It could not have happened if they were that person already, because they had to learn to become who they are first. Again, in order to be the container, the energetic container to hold the energy of the frequency of what it is that we want. So through death, like I said, you know, sits on the throne of darkness. People are scared of the dark. And I work in the underworld. I love working with the underworld energy, of the murkiest aspects of who somebody is, because that's where the most fun is. And when we invite that into our life, when we choose to go there, and you choose to see the aspects of yourself, I'm a mirror, so I naturally activate somebody's, the shadow within somebody. When you choose to see the mirror, it shows us what we can't see in ourselves. It shows us the aspects of ourselves. You know, when people say are jealous in relationships, nobody wants to admit that.
No.
But actually that's a shadow energy. So I would activate that jealousy in somebody. And it's like, it's an invitation. The activation, the trigger is an invitation to see where there's a glitch in your system. The same with money. When people are fearful around money, when you activate that energy, it's like, why are you fearful? Well, like with my friend, it's because he grew up with nothing. So he wants to be able to provide his children with everything. But it means that he's hustling hard every single day, making $1 million a month. But he's still hustling. He's absolutely crippled by fear. I was like, what if you couldn't work for a month or two? What would happen? He'd implode. So that's where you understand where the darkness is. It's whatever is driving you, but that gets triggered and that gets activated. Where are you holding back from your truth? Where are you not speaking up in your truth? Where are you not being yourself? Where are you working with clients who don't actually light you up and you're just going along with it for emotions because it feels safe and it feels comfortable? Where do you want to rock the boat a lot more? That's where I like to go to. It's like, well, what's going to turn you on the most? Working with those kind of clients or doing that thing. And when you say that to me, like, oh God, I'd love to do that. I'm like, why don't you? Because I can't, because I've got this, I've got this. I was like, you can do anything you want to do. If you want to rock the boat, like you have to actually rock the boat. You have to get into it first. You have to get into the boat first in order to rock it.
And I know the beautiful thing about what you do, what I do as well, is from my experience, there are people who will never make certain decisions in their business to move to the next level. Some people even go into entrepreneurship if there's no guide.
Like, yeah,
it just is what it is. You know, even like with, you know, transitioning from an abusive relationship for some, they need a hand. They need somebody to literally go, don't worry, I will guide you through the dark.
Yeah.
Into the dark part. And that's the beauty of what you do. You know, what you do cannot be, it's not replaceable in the world. So for those who are, do you offer help, you know, to people? You
know, yeah, so I do a few different things. So I work with energy primarily. I do intensive sessions through my own revolutionary tool of multidimensional astrology. So I like to understand who somebody is at the core. And I use astrology for that. I use, obviously, I channel, I'm psychic. I use all my gifts to really understand somebody at the core. So I offer intensive sessions to understand the shadow aspect of somebody and to activate a transformation within them, whatever that transformation is. Like with a client recently, she wanted to understand her soul purpose a lot more. She'd been through a lot of abuse as a child. And I activated that within her. You know, she's no longer on the opiates anymore because I activated that within her. I could see the glitch. I also do business sessions for people. So again, it's an intensive. So I'm still working with like the multidimensional astrology tool, but then adding the business aspect in as well, because I can tune into somebody's future self and see that timeline, and I can see like the kind of clients that they need to work with, or the kind of offers that they're going to put out there, or what they're going to do in their business. So I like to play with that. I also have work with people in 6-month container as well, which is like very intensive work to really, again, transform their life in a way that they didn't think possible. I help activate the vision within people and expand them beyond a way that they thought was possible. And then I also have a energetic container that is launching on the 28th of March called The Void. I like dark words. The Void. So it's a monthly membership where there's a monthly teaching. The first one that's coming up is around the multidimensional shadow to help people understand that aspect of them. Because as a teacher, I like to empower people. I like to give people the tools to help themselves as well. It's like I can talk about stuff, but it's what you do with it once I activate that energy within you. So yeah, there are a few different ways to work with me.
What I hear is that, hey, look, you keep going this whole thing, but it's a shorter way. You know, we could just go to the future and bring it back.
Yeah.
But hey, it's a dark part though.
It is. I once had a dream. I get a lot of vivid dreams. I get a lot of messages in dreams. And I once had this really cool dream where I stood outside the school gates, the school being a teaching institution where we go to learn. And there's the normal gates here, but then there's these wrought iron gates to the side. And I had the key and I unlocked it. And there's like a real, like, just a winding, treacherous kind of path that went down the side of the school. I was like, God. And like, I was taking people down that path because I take people down the route. That they didn't actually see. It's like, oh, going back to Mario Brothers. You know, when you open the little portal door and go, you know, go into the little cave underneath and find all the money. That's what I do for people. I'm like, here's an opening. Like, come and step inside. Yeah.
So not only find the glitch, you find the openings.
Yes. Yes.
It's interesting that you say that about dreams. I'm always having dreams in school when I'm in schools.
Oh, yeah. Dreams are brilliant.
Writing exams, you know, why am I always writing exams in schools?
Yeah. So exams are like, so it's like being tested. So again, like, look to the energy of a dream. Did you enjoy being in the exam or did you feel under pressure? If you felt under pressure, then where do you feel under pressure in your life? Where's something testing you? Dreams are really good. So they give us a glimpse into what's going on in our life. And they give us a glimpse into like the future and also the openings of what's going on and how to, you know, activate that as well.
And they don't, do you have an exception? So, okay, these are the kind of clients I will not work with or the kind of clients I work with. You know,
it's a really good question. I used to, when I had no boundaries, I used to undercharge for my work. I used to do work that I didn't really light me up. I used to accept people into my life who were very needy. And I actually started my business doing tarot, doing tarot readings for people. But what I found was that people were very needy and they just wanted the answers. And they weren't prepared to work on it. So the people that I enjoy working with are those who are prepared to get into the dirt and are prepared to get themselves dirty and you know, on my knees and everything to really transform their lives. They're not looking for a quick fix solution. They're not looking for a band-aid solution, because I go to the root of somebody. So for me, it requires somebody who is prepared to accept the energy that I give them, because I will trigger people. I will tear people down. And it's fun to do from their perspective as well, because it brings them so much more clarity in their life. You know, I've had clients who've got really upset with me. And I was like, look, I'm very blunt and very direct. And when I used to not be like that, again, it wasn't me being in my truth. I'm blunt because I see what's inside of somebody. I see exactly what you can't see. So I have to be blunt in order to get that reaction. So the kind of people I love to work with are those who are prepared to be told what they fear the most. And because the truth hurts. The truth is painful, but it's also extremely liberating. So the clients I love are those who they're prepared to be activated in a way that they've never been activated before. They're prepared for somebody to say exactly what is going on in their life. If I see that somebody's being a certain way and that they're showing up in their business or their relationships or the marketing or how they are in their life, I will tell them that. And I know that that can hurt people, but it always comes from a place of love. It always comes from my heart, because I see what's on the other side. I see what's possible for somebody when they can't see it. Like a client recently, relationship issues, I see what was going on. So I was blunt with her, even though we're working together around like anxiety and her business. I could see where things, where the web was connected. So I had to tell her the truth. And people don't always like the truth because it hurts. But it only hurts because you've got shadow there.
And the ego, like the ego protects.
It does. The ego does get a bad reputation. It does, to be fair. But the ego is there to protect us from risk. So when you're like, oh my God, I've got this really cool idea to run in my business, and it means like totally doing a 180 pivot and getting rid of my entire staff and my entire team and getting rid of all the programs, your ego's like, what are you doing? Don't do that. Are you crazy? And you're like, I just got to do it. And it's like, it's freaking out is the ego, because it just wants to keep you safe. When really, when you do the opposite of where the ego is freaking out, that's where the growth comes from.
Even as kids, when we have like Legos, you know, the fun part is kicking that thing out.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's starting again. Yeah.
You know, that's really the fun part.
Yeah.
Reading is fun, that whole, but like just knocking it down.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting, you know, like all of these things you do. I really appreciate that. I believe so much in what you do.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. So the people who want to connect with you, where can they connect with you? What's the best way to reach?
So I'm obviously on Facebook, Leanne Juliet. I'm on Instagram, Leanne Juliet. And that's JULIETTE. I've got my website, leannejuliet.com, which is just going through a bit of an upgrade as well at the moment. So I'm adding more offers on there at the moment. Or my email, leanne@leannejuliet.com, is all sorts of methods to contact me. But I also have a YouTube channel, Leanne Juliet, and a podcast, which is called Evolved Consciousness. So not Leanne Juliet, but Evolved Consciousness on my podcast.
So right now, you know, of course, like the world is at the best place for...
World is weird right now.
For those who want to take that journey, you know, or who might not even reach out to you, but somehow your message, what you're saying right now, is already connected to them. You know, what message can you leave to the world right now for those who are listening to this?
I work with chaos energy, and the world right now is in chaos. The world has crumbled. It had to crumble because it couldn't continue in the way. Obviously, this is an astrological perspective as well, where certain planets were when everything started last year. But the beauty of where we're at in the world right now is the chaos. because nothing is as it seems. And people have had to transform their lives. They have had to pivot. They've had to use chaos as a tool to expand their business. The amount of businesses who would simply brick and mortar business, who've had to go online, like coffee shops who literally didn't have a presence and now they do like online deliveries or whatever, because they've had to pivot. So the beauty in the world right now, and in astrology, there's a lot of Aquarius energy happening in the world right now, which is Aquarius is the revolutionary, you know, the one who thinks outside the box, the innovative ideas. The energy right now is asking us to think outside the box, to do things in a way and live in a way that we didn't think was possible, to do things in our business that we've not done before, because not because it's safe to do it, but because it brings a spark within us that wasn't there before. And that's like, that's my message to people. It's being prepared to tear stuff down, to work with the chaos, to tear it all down. And because that's where you find the nuggets of truth. And you think of a tower when it crumbles down, you rebuild brick by brick. So there's always a nugget of truth there. So when you work with the chaos in whatever way is going on, especially, you know, for people that listen to your podcast, entrepreneurs, how are you prepared to play differently? How are you prepared to play in your own energy? How are you prepared to play with your own creativity? How are you prepared to think outside the box and do something that scares the crap out of you, but will bring tremendous results to you, because you're not operating from this place of fear or through the means of doing something that you've always done. We're being encouraged to think outside the box now.
Wow, thank you for sharing that. Obviously, as well, would you say criticism is an opportunity to face some of that dark?
Yeah, criticism, totally. It's like, if somebody criticizes you and said, you know, oh, you're a workaholic, and somebody's like, oh, how dare you say that? Yeah. Well, what are you hiding from? Do you feel that you have to be a workaholic because you've been conditioned to hustle and that the hustle is the way to make money? Because I find sometimes, like, you know, there's a balance of energies. Everyone has masculine and feminine energy within us. And the hustle is the masculine energy. The feminine is the flow and the intuitive hits. But when people slow down, people are scared to slow down because, like, I have to hustle, I have to work hard and everything. But I find when I hustle more, it doesn't work for me. When I was ill a couple of weeks ago, I had a really bad cold, not COVID, but a really bad cold. And I was exhausted just in general. And just from spending, obviously I've got a 5-year-old as well. So once I've taken her to school, I just get her back into bed and I just chill in bed for 5 hours. And I was channeling so much information for my business from literally doing nothing that wouldn't have been possible for me if I'd have sat working and like I need to hustle and everything. So sometimes it's like criticism is a good opportunity to see the shadow. When there's a trigger, sometimes if you feel that it's a criticism, if it triggers you and you get a reaction, an emotional reaction that isn't positive, then there's a shadow. What is it teaching you? Is it around how you show up in your business? Is it around your work ethics? Is it the time that you spend in your business? Yeah, there's an invitation there to work with a shadow.
The feminine realm must be very kind to me, because you know, some of the great ideas and things for myself and for clients comes from maybe when I'm walking on the street, you know, the way a stone looks, you know, cooking. It never comes, but it's mostly coming from a place of just letting go and relaxation. And when I'm going, oh, let's come up with the idea now. I mean, it does come as well, you know.
Yeah.
But when I'm just like, oh, let's, you know, that it opens itself to me. And it comes invited, you know. It's great.
I think sometimes as well, like people forget that we are really creative beings. And when we allow ourselves to be in our natural creativity, whatever that means to somebody individually, it brings so much change. You know, I love to write, I love to speak, and I went through a massive breakdown again last year. I'm constantly shape-shifting anyway. So I don't just walk through the fire with clients. I put myself through the fire as well, because apparently it's fun to do. So I do it myself. And I went through like another rebirth last year where I got to the point of this breakdown. I was like, I just want to write and speak. I just want to write and speak. And it was like my soul was finally speaking as to what I want to do. Instead of the thinking of the hows, because people get caught up in the hows of like, well, how am I going to make money? How am I going to find these clients? How am I going to make this work? How am I going to expand my business and grow it to where I want to be? And they get caught up in the hows. Instead of just listening to what their soul wants to do, or their heart, you know, whatever you believe their soul or their heart wants to do. And we get caught up in the hustle thinking, well, in order for me to grow my business to a million, I need to do this, this, and this. And your soul, your heart is just like, I just want to do this. And in our mind, we're like, but that's not going to make money. But actually it does. When we do what is creatively enjoyable for us, like writing and speaking for me is, it brings, it's a portal to bring opportunities into our life. When we do what our heart wants us to do, it's a portal that allows the opportunities to come into our life. Instead of forcing ourselves to do something and not being creative, when we get creative, it opens that gateway and that portal, that energetic portal, to just invite opportunities in.
Well, thank you very much. I obviously don't want to let you go, you know.
You know, I could talk for all day anyway.
It's great to have you here. It's great for you to come.
Thank you.
Courage. You know, it's courage, really. You know, that's what got to me. You know, that's the courage, the audacity to do this. You know, my sister, she's in the same field as you, and she's had that her entire life.
Mm.
But she has a job or work. Like, she's not gonna take it as, you know, she said she's not gonna take it as the thing she puts at the forefront of her life.
Yeah.
And I understand why she's doing that. I understand the place she's coming from. So seeing that, you know, I want to just point it out, like, see, look at her, she's doing that. It's going like, you should be doing this. And she's like, no, that's gift of God. You know, like, I'm doing my work, you know, the humanitarian work. So it's great to connect with you, and it's great to have you. I would like to have you here again so we could have like a part two.
Yeah, sure. Just let me know. It's fun. I love that. This lights me up talking about this kind of stuff anyway. So it brings a lot of joy to me to talk about things. I'm naturally a writer and a speaker. So I just love to talk on stuff and to teach on things. And I love to expand people's minds and show them what's possible and what they can't see, because we all get trapped in this mind, the mind prison. And when you let go of the prison and just, it's like the image of the donkey. I don't know if you've seen it. It's an image of a donkey that has a rope around it that's tied to a plastic chair. And the donkey thinks that it's tied to the chair and it can't move. But it's a plastic chair. It could just walk and pull it over and be free. And people get too consumed with the mind of as to who we are and how we have to be and everything, and forget that we are conscious beings. And we get to work with our own energy, and we get to be uniquely us, even if it doesn't suit the people around us. It's doing what lights us up, because then that's gonna create a difference in the world. Doing what brings yourself joy is what will create the difference.
Well, and you're 45 minutes away, you know, so we definitely should link up and even organize something together, you know, in the future.
Let me know. Honestly, I'm up for stuff. Like, I see it in my mind anyway. I want to start doing events and workshops anyway, so yeah, let me know.
I mean, I saw you doing more events, and you know, when we were speaking, I was like, oh, events, definitely.
Yeah I had a vision a couple of years ago, because I am clairvoyant anyway, so I see a lot. And I had a vision where I had an event that I was running based around a book that I'm writing at the moment. I'm actually writing two simultaneously, because I just like to do multiple things. And it's cool. I was like, oh, this is a cool event. I like this. I could hear the music. I could feel the vibes and everything. I was like, oh, I like this.
Definitely. I mean, you're making money now. Like the real transformation and all of that for you is going to really come from life experience, like life
events. Yeah. Yeah. And I use experiences to catapult me forwards anyway. So it gives me an insight into how I want to be, but it also gives me an insight into the world around. So I kind of learn by experiencing things in my life because it shows me what is going on in the world as well. Like last year was a total rebirth year for a lot of people. And I went through my own energetic rebirth as well. Because it was showing me what was going on in the world with like the fear mentality and people having to pivot and do things differently.
Wow. So let's definitely connect. And
yeah, sure. And I think there's so many opportunities for people to, obviously your audience is entrepreneurs, but there's so many opportunities for people to be an entrepreneur these days because everything's, you know, you can go online, you can use different platforms, you can connect, you know, people have to get creative and start calling their family members over Zoom, or they had a an in-person event arranged and they suddenly had to do online events. People are having to get creative. So it's a really cool opportunity for people to really expand their businesses by being uniquely themselves and not following the rules. I'm all about breaking the rules and just not following the rules and doing what lights you up. Even if you think that it's not going to make money, it will do. Because when you come from your heart and you trust yourself and you let go of the illusions, you're going to bring opportunities to you that you couldn't have done before by wearing the mask and living through illusion and doing the things that people have always done. Sometimes you have to break the rules.
I like what you said, that there's the creative spirit in every one of us.
Yeah.
It was something that I, not in those exact words, you know, 5-6 years ago, I had a conversation with a friend who is absolutely genius, brilliant in strategy. He was my associate at the time working with my agency, and he would never accept being a creative. You know, he would see me coming from art design as creative. I'm like, no, like we're doing this. It doesn't differ.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that we shame creatives all our lives.
Yeah.
And they're bullied. Could that be the shadow expressing yourself? Like, you see the kids that are being bullied a lot of times, usually, you know, some sort of creatives.
Yeah, I think the school system, I have a 5-year-old who's going through the school system at the moment anyway, but the school system is not geared up for creatives. It's not geared up for people who think outside the box. And it's weird because I work with paradox, so complete, like the polar opposites of things. I was always the academic I have a younger brother. I loved to study. I was a proper geek when it came to homework. I used to just love like geeking out on homework all the time. I couldn't get enough of homework, like proper geek. I knew that I wanted to go to university. I went to university and did languages. My brother was always a performer. He was like the funny person, the one who's telling jokes, is very like just very comical. He did his A-levels, but he didn't want to do them. He did what my dad wanted, what he thought my dad wanted. He flunked all his A-levels and then booked a trip to Australia. Off he went, came back, decided he wanted to do drama. I'm like, good, now you're doing what you want to do.
You want to do finally.
Yeah. Whereas I was like, I need to go to university. I want to study because I enjoy studying. And now I never used to think of myself as a creative individual. My brother was always a creative individual. He has his own business as well with drinks. He's very gifted with like visual creativity. And I never saw myself as a creative individual until I really started my business. And now it's like my ideas are very creative. I get a lot of passion out of the images that I create. I create through my writing, I create through my speaking. And I think creativity is, it's a gateway to our heart. It's a gateway to our soul. It's a gateway to our consciousness because it allows us to express ourselves in a way that is true to us, even if it irritates other people. even if it doesn't follow the norm and follow the regular way of being, when you're creative and you're allowing yourself to be who you want to be, whether that is a stay-at-home parent as well, you can find creative ways to be that parent. Or whether it's somebody working their job, you can find a way to express your creativity through how you show up to work every day, what you wear, how you do your hair, your makeup, whatever. It's, we all have this energy of creativity, and it's just allowing ourselves to be in that childlike nature, as to, because the child within us is really who we are, because children haven't fully gone through all that programming yet. Even though we're conditioned from birth, we're still very innocent and very unique and pure individuals. And the creativity comes from recognizing the child in ourselves and what the child wants to do. For me, I was always writing. I was always like geeking out and that kind of stuff. And so for me, it's, you know, writing is one of my main passions, because I am very poetic with it, and I love to just create. I love to generate an energetic reaction in somebody through my writing and through my speaking.
Wow. We definitely should share some works. I like how you write.
I'm writing a book at the moment, so it's very poetic as well. It's called The Descent, just for that dark energy and everything. And it's The Descent.
Descent.
So descending into ourselves. So it's all about descending into the depths of who we are, into the darkness, and not being afraid to do it. Or as I like to say, it's finding that rusty anchor at the bottom of the ocean and bringing it up, and not knowing what is on that rusty anchor, but being prepared to bring it up anyway.
Wow.
Working in the underworld. It's fun.
What's the second one?
Working in the underworld, The Descent. Oh, the second one, the second book as well is, it's all about multidimensionality and parallel lives. Yeah.
Parallel lives.
Yeah.
I mean, what you do is very, it's probably
unique.
It's the alchemy, you know?
Yeah, it's alchemy. Yeah.
It's great to have you here.
Oh, and thank you.
Hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Yeah, I've had fun. I could talk all day anyway. So.